news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
You know the old adage, as goes California, so goes the country? Well, get ready. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has issued a statewide order for all 40 million residents to stay at home for an as yet undetermined length of time.
There's a mutuality and there's a recognition of our interdependence that requires of this moment that we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home. That directive goes into force and effect this evening, and we are confident that the people of the state of California will abide by it. They'll do the right thing. They'll meet this moment. They'll step up, as they have over the course of the last number of weeks, to protect themselves, to protect their families, and to protect the broader community in this great state in the world that we reside in.
Californians are to leave their homes only when necessary. Businesses providing essential services like grocery and convenience stores, delivery restaurants, gas stations, pharmacies, banks, and laundromats will remain open. Newsom said the state estimates that 56% of California's population, or 25.5 million people, will be infected this spring. The U.S. State Department is warning Americans to avoid international travel and is urging those out of the country to either return to the U.S. or shelter in place where they are. The directive came as Italy surpassed China in total deaths linked to the coronavirus, reporting more than 3,400 fatalities as of Thursday afternoon. As more data becomes available, experts are learning more about this brand new disease. According to the CDC, a combined 38% of those hospitalized due to COVID-19 are between the ages of 20 and 54. Countries around the world are pumping trillions of dollars into their economies to avoid a worldwide recession. Already, a predicted 2.25 million Americans filed initial unemployment claims this week, the highest on record. In the UK, a $400 billion deal is on the table, and the European Central Bank says it will spend more than $800 billion buying government debt and private securities to keep financial systems functioning. France has also announced a plan to waive some rent and utility bills and guarantee $324 billion worth of loans. Here at home, Mitch McConnell is scrambling to put together Phase 3 legislation to combat COVID-19. He released the basic outline of a new plan on Thursday, the centerpiece of which is a direct payment to qualified Americans of up to $1,200. Married couples would get $2,400. Taxpayers who earn more than $75,000 annually will begin to see that payment reduced by $5 for every $100 they earn over the $75,000 threshold, with those who make more than $99,000 getting nothing. Families with children would get $500 per child. The Republican plan also outlines provisions to give small businesses $300 billion in federally guaranteed loans, moves back the income tax filing deadline from April 15th to July 15th, provides numerous tax cuts for corporations, and authorizes more than $200 billion in financial support for hard-hit industries such as airlines. Democrats say the plan doesn't go far enough to help individuals, and they want to bar corporations receiving bailouts from buying back their own stock. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow are expected to meet with lawmakers from both parties on Friday to discuss a bipartisan deal. Big breaking news alert. ProPublica broke this major story on Thursday with the news that Senator Richard Burr, the powerful chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, sold off a significant percentage of his stock holdings, unloading up to $1.72 million on February 13th in 33 separate transactions. This was while he was receiving daily coronavirus briefings and right after he offered public assurances that the government was ready to battle the virus. 1 week after Burr dumped his stocks, the market began its decline and has since lost about 30% of its value. On Fox News Thursday night, Tucker Carlson called on Burr to resign. He may want to extend that call to Kelly Loeffler, the senator from Georgia, who happens to be not only the newest, but the wealthiest member of that elite group. She sold off seven figures worth of stock holdings in the days and weeks after a private all-senators meeting on the coronavirus. Loeffler and her husband reported the first sale of their jointly owned stock on January 24th, the same day that her committee was briefed by administration officials, including Dr. Anthony Fauci. Although just about all of their transactions involved dumping stocks, they did purchase between $100,000 and $250,000 in Citrix, which offers teleworking software and has actually seen a slight bump in its stock price. And in case you're wondering how Loeffler is the wealthiest member of Congress, her husband, Jeffrey Sprecher, is the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. Let that one sink in for a moment. At press time, we hear that at least three or four other senators have been implicated in similar stock dumping schemes based on insider information, including Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, and yes, a Democrat, Dianne Feinstein of California. Now, the ineptitude and levels of malpractice perpetuated by the Trump administration in dealing with the coronavirus are becoming more and more apparent. The New York Times on Thursday publishing a story headlined, "Before Virus Outbreak, a Cascade of Warnings Went Unheeded," tells of a series of exercises, including a simulation of a pandemic called Crimson Contagion that ran from last January through August. The results, contained in a draft report dated October 2019 that had not been previously reported and was marked not to be disclosed, shows just how underfunded, underprepared, and uncoordinated the federal government would be for a life or death battle with a virus for which no treatment existed. Welcome to our new reality. And let me make one more plea for the animals. Around the country, shelters are being closed. If they're still open near you, please take this opportunity to visit and adopt or foster a cat or a dog. Their lives are in your hands. And if you're going to be stuck at home anyway, this is a great time to bond with an animal. Thanks. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.